B'siyata d'Ishmaya, we're starting Maseches Erevin, Daf Beis, the very first Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mavui shehu gavoya lemalo me'esrim amo. What is a Mavui? A Mavui is an alleyway. Typically, it's coming off a Roshus HaRabim. You have Roshus HaRabim, which has a certain width, a certain amount of people walking through it. It has its dimensions, we're not discussing that now. And off the Roshus HaRabim, you have a Mavui, and the Mavui we're discussing here is a three-walled enclosure, an alleyway. It's a dead-end alleyway, a cul-de-sac. And off the alleyway, off the Mavui, you have chatzeres, you have courtyards, and off each courtyard, you have a couple of batim, a couple of homes. The Chachomim said that even though min ha-Taira, this Mavui, this alleyway, is the Roshus HaYochid, because it's surrounded by three walls. However, it, for different reasons, which we're going to see in the Gemara, you had to make a heker, you had to make a sign at the entrance of the Mavui, where the Mavui meets the Roshus HaRabim, to make sure that you don't carry from the Mavui into the Roshus HaRabim by mistake, to make sure that you don't get confused between a Mavui and the Roshus HaRabim, and you'll think if you can carry in the Mavui, you can also carry in Roshus HaRabim. So you have to make a heker, some sign. What are these signs? We're going to see later on. It's Machlekes B'Shammai B'Hillel. But one of the signs is putting up a post on the ground, 10 tefachim off the ground. You put a post, an upright post, called a lechi. And, or, you put a koira, which is a beam going across the top of the Mavui from one side to the next. And that acts, serves as a sign. This is the end of the Mavui. From here starts the Roshus HaRabim. Now, if this Mavui, if this koira, this beam is more than 20 amas high, Mavui shehu gavoya lemailo me'esrim amo, you might, the Tanakhama say you have to lower it because the koira has to be at not more than 20 amas off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein tzorich. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's even if the koira is more than 20 amas off the ground, it's still a kosher koira. How far Rabbi Yehuda goes is a discussion in the Gemara, whether it's only until 40 amos, is it even way beyond? We'll see that in the Gemara. V'harochav me'eser amos yemait. The entranceway into the Mavui has to have some type of a definition called a pesach, a doorway, an opening, not a breakage, not a piritza. If it's just a breakage, then it's not considered, it does not have these halachas of a Mavui. A Mavui has to be, one of the conditions are that its entranceway has to be defined somewhat as a Pesach, and typically Pesach is only if it's till 10 amas wide, not more than that. V'im yesh leitzuras ha-Pesach, if you set up a special, a form of a door frame, that means you have two upright posts and a beam going across the top, or a string, or something defining a form, a tzura of a Pesach, then afal pi shurochov me'eser amis, then even if it's wider than 10 amos, it's not called a piritza, it's called a Pesach, and therefore the halachas of Mavui will still apply. In tzorich lemait, you do not need to minimize the entranceway of the Mavui. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that if there's a tzuras ha-Pesach, then even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's also okay. And for some reason, the Mishnah is only talking about the width. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we learned in Masecha Sukkah a similar concept. Sukkah shehi gavoya lemailo me'esrim amo. If the schach of a sukkah is more than 20 amos off the ground, psula, then it's possible. Like the Tanakhama here say that a koira that's more than 20 amos off the ground is possible, so too the schach. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, the same as Rabbi Yehuda here says that even higher than 20 amos is kosher, so too Masecha Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah whose schach is higher than 20 amos is kosher. Asks the Gemara, Ma'ishno gabe sukkah detoni psula. Why is it that the Mishnah says regarding sukkah, if it's higher than 20 amos, posel, a very cut and dry statement, a ruling, it's posel. The gabe mavi, but here it doesn't say mavi shu gavoya lemailu me'eshim amo psula. It says you might, you have to lower it. It's telling me what to do about it. Why with sukkah does it not say that sukkah shu gavoya lemailu me'eshim amo? You might, you should lower the schach. That's the question of the Gemara. Ma'ishno gabe sukkah de toni psulo v'gabe mavi toni takanto. Answers the Gemara. Sukkah do'iraisa. With sukkah, everybody knows that there's a concept called sukkah. It says in the sukkah, in the pasuk, basukkah is teishu shivas yomim. The question is how to make the sukkah. So the Mishnah tells us if you do it like this and like this and like this, then the sukkah mentioned in the Torah is posel. And therefore, Tani Psula. But Mavui Durabonon, but in the case of Mavui, we don't even know anything about Mavui. So the Mishnah is going to say, Mavui Shugavur Lemaile Measim Amma, posel. Posel for what? Posel for who? What do you want from me? What am I supposed to be doing? I don't know anything yet. The Rabbanon are teaching us about this. And therefore the Chachamim have to say that you have to do it less than 20 Amos. If it's above 20 Amos, you've got to bring it down. Movi de Rabbanon, Toni Takanta. That's why by the Rabbanon, it just tells us that, it tells us what we have to do as well. Continues the Gemara. V'ibois Eimer, another suggested explanation of the difference between Movi and Sukkah. That deiraisa nami toni takanta. Even in the case of a deiraisa, it could have said by sukkah that sukkah shu gavo ele mailem esim ama yamait. Elo sukkah de nefishin milei posik vitoni psula. The Mishnah there is not just talking about the schach and the height, it's talking about how many walls and how thick the schach is and many other halachas. So if we're going to say with each one what you have to do, it would have to say a sukkah that's got too few walls, add a wall. A sukkah that's schach is too thin, make it thicker. A sukkah that's too high, lower it down. And the rule is, we want to teach our Talmidim in a derech katsara. We don't want to give lengthy drashas. We want to make it short. If you make it short, it's easier understood and easier remembered. Therefore, in the Mishnah in Sukkah, where there's lots of halachas, the Mishnah just says, if any of these scenarios happen, it's possible. Learn the halachas, you'll know how to do it right. However, in the case of the Mishnah here, we have all of one halacha. Talking about halacha, that's too high. So for there, you can say, Toni Takanta, it takes as much time and space to say Yemait as it says Psula, because there's only one halacha here. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yudomar Rav. Here we're going to have the opinion of Rav, and Rav himself, we're going to see later, is a discussion exactly where he was coming from and where he was going, and we're going to see that Rav is not the only opinion. What we're trying to understand now, what's the point of the argument between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda? On what Nukudah are they arguing? Where was their difference in understanding? So Rav says that Chachamim lo ilamduha elo mipischei shel heichal. We know that the entranceway of a Mavui has to resemble a Pesach, a doorway. So we need to look for psukim that tell us what's called a Pesach. So if you look at the Heichal, you'll see there that the Heichal, the entrance of the Heichal is called a Pesach, and it's 20 Amos. It's not more than 20 Amos high. So you see from there that Pesach is still 20 Amos. Beyond that may not be considered a Pesach, and therefore the Koira will be posel. What was the Heichal? So it goes like this. The way the Beis HaMikdash looked was as follows. You had the Harabayis, which was like a Chotzer. It's just the outside, the surroundings of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you walked into the Ezras Noshim, which was a large area, a large square area called the Ezras Noshim. Then you went up some stairs and you went into what's called the Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kehanim, which was the area where the big Mizbeach was, the Kiyor was there, and that's where the Korbonis were shechted and put on the Mizbeach. And then beyond the Mizbeach, there were some more steps. And then there was the Heichal. The Heichal is the hallway, is a type of a hall, where in there, that's much further in. It's an enclosed area. And there you had the small Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaKtoires, Mizbeach Hazov. You had the Shulchan with the Lechem Aponim. You had the Menorah. And then further inside the Heichal, right at the end of the Heichal, you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Orin was. Now, the entranceway between the Mizbeach that was in the Ezras Koyanim and the Heichal, there was a type of an anteroom, an antechamber, which was a type of an entranceway, but it wasn't just a doorway, it was quite a wide area, and it was there was something called the Ulam. And you went through the Ulam into the Heichal. And this Ulam was a type of a room on its own right, and it had its own door. That means there was a door into the Ulam, and there was another door just not far beyond that was actually the entrance into the Heichal. The door of the Heichal was 10 Amos wide, 20 Amos high. The door of the Ulam, which was very big, Pischei Shel Ulam is a concept of a big door, almost the biggest door we know, that was 20 Amos wide and 40 Amos high. So the Chachomim said that we have a Pasuk that says that the Pesach of the Heichal was called a Pesach. It's 20 Amos high. Beyond that, it's not called a Pesach. Before we continue, what's the parallel of the Beis Hamikdosh in the Mishkan? So in the Mishkan also, you had the Chotzer outside, which was surrounded by the Kal'e HaChotzer, the sheets that were hanging down, that were hanging on poles. And inside this Chotzer, there was the outside Mizbeach. And then there was the Ohel Moed. There wasn't an Ulam, it was just an Ohel Moed, an inner chamber. And in there, there was the Shulchan, Menorah, and the Mizbeach Hazov, and further in was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that means it was parallel somewhat to the Beis HaMikdosh, just a little bit different. Let's see the Gemara inside. So the Chachomim said, Lo ilam dua elo mipischo ish al heichol, the entranceway into the heichol. Rabbi Yehuda, Lo ilam dua elo mipischo ish al ulam. Rabbi Yehuda says, I think that the definition of a Pesach is not the one of the Heichal, but even the one of the Ulam, which was a much bigger door. And since the Ulam was 40 Amos high, even if this Koira on the Movi is 40 Amos high, it's still kosher. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah Maseches Midois, Pischoi shel Heichal, Govhoi Esrim Amo. Verochboi Ese Amo is the entranceway into the Heichal, as we said, was 10 Amos wide, 20 Amos high. Veshel Ulam, but the doorway, the entranceway into the ulam, was govhoi arboim amo. It was 40 amos high, v'rochboi esrim amos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. U'shneim mikro echod dorshu. The fact that there were doorways there is a fact. It's a Mishnah. The question is, does the Torah ever define them as a Pesach? Now, we're not suggesting now that this Torah is a chiyuv min haTorah, but we know that when the Chachomim made the halachos of Movui, they said it has to be defined by something called a Pesach. And we're looking now in the Pasuk, what's called a Pesach. So they both learn out from the same Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, and this is the Pasuk regarding the Mishkan, not regarding the Beis HaMikdosh. It says in the Pasuk, V'shochtu Pesach Ohel Moed. V'shochtu Pesach Ohel Moed. They would shecht the korbonis at the entranceway of the Ohel Moed. So it says the Gemara, D'Rabbonon Savri, D'Rabbonon, the Chachomim hold, Kedushas Heichal Luchud, Ukedushas Ulam Luchud. We know that the Ohel Moed corresponded to the Heichal. The Ulam has its own Kedusha. It was not an annex on it and having the same definition of the Ohel Moed. It's not called Ohel Moed, it's not called Heichal, it's called Ulam. And since the Pasuk that says Pesach Ohel Moed is talking about the Ohel Moed, which is the Heichal, so the Chachomim are going to say that. The Ohel Moed of the Mishkan corresponds to the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh was only 20 Amos high. V'chi k'siv Pesach Ohel Moed a Heichal k'siv. Because Ohel Moed corresponds to Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you that Ohel Moed means the Heichal. But the Ulam was part of the Heichal. It is considered as with the same Kedusha as the Heichal. And therefore the entranceway into the Ulam is also called Pesach Ohel Moed. It's 40 Amos high. Heichal v'ulam kedusha achasi. V'chi k'siv Pesach Ohel Moed atarvayu d'chsiv. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ulam with the heichal are both together called Ohel Moed. And therefore the larger, taller entranceway into the ulam is also called Pesach Ohel Moed. It's 40 Amos high. V'iboy seima. It could be we can explain the machloikas a little bit differently. L'Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam lechud u'kedushas heichal lechud. It could be even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the ulam and the oil and the heichal are not the same kedusha, and Pesach oil moed only refers to the heichal, not to the ulam. V'hoch ha'inu tamad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's got a pasuk, a different pasuk that's associated directly to the ulam, not to oil moed, which is heichal, but to ulam. And it calls it Pesach. So I have a different Pasuk that tells me that, and it must be a Pasuk by the Beis HaMikdosh. There was no Ulam in the Mishkan. We're going to find the Pasuk in Yecheskel by Beis HaMikdosh that calls the Pesach or Ulam, calls it Pesach. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, the words we have in the Gemara is El Pesach Ulam Habayis. In the Pasuk, it's not really like that. It's a bit complicated how this Pasuk works. But the Gemara is quoting the words in the Pasuk that there's a Pesach of the Ulam of the Bayis. The Bayis itself is the Heichal. But there's an Ulam to the Bayis, and that Ulam has a Pesach. So if so, according to it, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have a Pasuk. The Rabbonon. So it's very good that the Pasuk of the Mishkan, the Rabbonon, will say, Pesach Ohel Moed means the Heichal. But now that we have a Pasuk that says even the Ulam is called Pesach, why are the Rabbonon arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, no. If it would have said just the entranceway, the Pesach, the doorway of the Ulam, then I would agree with what you're saying, that we have a source that even the Ulam, 40 Amas high, is called a Pesach. Kedukomros, then it's like you're saying, Hashtu dechsiv, but now that the Pasuk doesn't exactly say that, the Pasuk says, El Pesach Ulam Habayis, then it's referring to the opening of the Ulam Habayis, which means Habayis HaPasuach L'Ulam. So it's as if to say the entranceway of the Bayis, which happens to have an Ulam in front of it. So then the Pesach, the word entranceway, the door, is referring to the door of the Bayis. The door of the Bayis is the Heichal. So according to Chachomim, you don't have any proof that the doorway into the Ulam itself is called a Pesach. And therefore they say, we have a Pasuk that says that Pesach Oyel Moed, 20 Amos, more than that, beyond that, higher than that, is not called a Pesach. Continues the Gemara. V'ho ki ksiv hai, b'mishkon ksiv. Now the Pasuk is asking, the Pesach Oyel Moed, that's all very good. In the Mishkon had an Oyel Moed, and it had a Pesach. And we're saying that the Heichal corresponded to the Oyel Moed, and the Heichal was 20 Amos, the entrance of the Heichal was 20 Amos high. But the Pasuk's not talking about the Heichal. The Pasuk is talking about the Oyel Moed. What gives you the right to say that the Heichal and the Oyel Moed are the same? One is Mishkan, one is Mikdosh. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Mikdosh de Ikri, Ashkechon Mishkan de Ikri, Mikdosh and Mikdosh de Ikri Mishkan. We have proofs and psukim that call Mikdosh Mishkan and call Mishkan Mikdosh. So you see that the Torah itself already puts the two into the same bracket, and therefore you can compare one to the other. Before we bring the proofs, if you're not going to say that, if you're going to say that Mishkan is different, has its own set of rules, and Mikdosh has its own set of rules, we're going to have a problem with something that Rav Yehuda Mashmuel said. What happens if somebody shechts a korban shlomim before the doors of the heichal were opened? Now, where was the korban shechted? It was in the Ezras Kehanim. It wasn't shechted in the heichal. That is a halacha, that the doors of the heichal have to be opened. What happens if somebody shechted this korban shlomim before the doors of the heichal were opened? Psulim it's pasul shenema. It's learned from a pasuk. That same pasuk says ushchotoi pesach oyel moed. When you shecht it, then the oyel moed has to be pasuach, has to be opened. Bizman shepsuchin v'loy bizman shenulim. When the doors are open, not when the doors are closed. And if you're going to say how can you bring proof? And Shmuel's talking about the Beis HaMikdosh, he's not talking about the Mishkan. How can you bring me proof that the Shlomim was possible if the doors of the Heichal are not opened, if the Pasuk you're bringing is Bechlal talking about the Mishkan? Elo, it must be Ashkechon Mikdosh de Ikri Mishkan, or Mishkan de Ikri Mikdosh. Anything that's said about the Mikdosh applied to the Mishkan, anything that's said about the Mishkan applies to the Mikdosh. Now the Gemara is going to bring the source for that. Bishleim a Mikdosh de Ikri Mishkan. Where do we find a source that Mikdosh is called Mishkan? Tchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'nosati es Mishkani b'seichichem. And this is after the Mishkan was already up. After the Mishkan was up, Moshe told Klal Yisrael in the name of Hashem, I am going to in the future give you a Mishkan amongst you. What do you mean we have a Mishkan? So it must be, it's talking about that one day when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Elam Nucha Velanachla, I'm going to give you a Beis HaMikdosh. And the Pasuk doesn't call it Mikdosh, calls it Mishkan. So you see that Beis HaMikdosh is called Mishkan. Elam Mishkan de Ikri Mikdosh Minolon. Where do you find a Pasuk that actually calls the Mishkan with the term Mikdosh? Says the Gemara, Ilem, are you going to suggest Midachsiv, it's from the Pasuk, that says, V'nosu hakohosim noisei hamikdosh v'hikimu es hamishkon ad boyom, that says there that the people of Kohos, they carried the Mishkan, and in spite of the fact that they carried the Mishkan, well, how does the Pasuk call them? V'noisei hakohosim noisei hamikdosh. So we're calling it Mikdosh even though the Kohosim only carried the Mishkan. So you see clearly that the Mishkan was called Mikdosh. You're going to bring proof from there? Says the Gemara, you can't. Tahuba orin ksiv. When it says in the Pasuk, V'nosu ha-kohosim noisei ha-mikdosh, they carried the Mikdosh, it doesn't mean they carried the Mishkan. It means they carried the orin that was called Kodesh. It was more Kodesh than all the other Kalim. Elam mehachas, I must have another Pasuk. V'osu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'seicham. The Pasuk says, Hashem said, I'm going to give you a Mikdosh. And what did he give them? The Mishkan. So you see clearly that Mishkan is called Mikdosh. Continues the Gemara. Bein l'rabbonon ubein l'rabbi Yehuda lilfu mipesach shar hechotzer. We know that in the Mishkan, besides for the fact that there was the oil moed in the middle, there was the chotzer. There was a courtyard outside, and that courtyard had a fencing, had a curtains around it, and that those curtains, the opening was closed on three sides, and on the last side, on the entranceway, there was a Pesach there. And why don't we learn out the dimensions of Pesach from that opening? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, there's a Oirach hechotzer meo ba'amo. The length of the chotzer was 100 amos. V'roichav chamishim b'chamishim. And the width of the chotzer of this courtyard was 50 amos wide. V'koimo chomish amo. And the chomish amos, and the height of the curtain surrounding the chotzer was 5 amos high. That's what it says in one posuk. Uchsiv, it says in another posuk, v'chomish esrei amo kloim lakosif. Which means that those 50 amos, there were a type of a shoulder on the sides, were these curtains. There was something about the sides of this entranceway, of this chotzer, that was 15 amos wide. Uchsiv, and it says in another pasuk, ulekosef hashenis, and on the other side, on the other shoulder, so to speak, mizeh umizeh, leshar hechotzer, on each side of the entranceway into the chotzer, kloim chamesh esri amo. There were these curtains that were 15 amos. So if you put all these psukim together, what do we understand from them? That we would understand that even though the koimo chomesh amos, which means that the curtains surrounding the entire area of what we call the Mishkan was 5 amos high. However, the entranceway, which was 50 amos wide, it was closed 15 amos on each side. It was closed on the right 15 amos and closed on the left 15 amos. So how much opening do you have left? You have in the middle a 20 amos, you have in the middle 20 amos wide opening. How tall were the entranceway into the Mishkan? That we're not discussing that. We're talking about how wide. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the halachas of Pesach HaMavui from the Ulam, and the Ulam was 20 amos wide, we don't have a lot to gain from learning it from these psukim. And Rabbi Kivega discusses that. But according to the Chachomim, why are you learning that a Mavui must not be wider than 10 amos? The entrance of the Mavui mustn't be wider than 10 amos. And if it is wider, you have to close it, you have to put poles up or put a wall up, but the entrance must not be more than 10 amos. You're learning it from the Pesach HaHeichol. Why don't you learn it out from the Pesach into the Chotzer of the Mishkan, which was 20 amos wide? And where do we see that the entranceway is called a Pesach? Rashi brings, it's a pasuk in Parshas Nosi that the Gemara here doesn't even bring, that there's a pasuk that says that there's a concept called Pesach Shar Hechotzer. So you see that the entranceway into the Chotzer is called a Pesach. So Ma La'alon Chomeish Baroichav Esrim, in the same way as over there, the height of the Pesach was 5 amos, and the width of the Pesach was 20 amos, so the height, we can learn from Pesach HaEichel, that it can be 20 amos, but the width was 20 amos. Afkan chomish baroichav esrim. Why don't we learn that even regarding Mavui, the Mavui is allowed to be 20 amos wide? And the Chachomim say that it's only allowed to be 10 amos wide. Answers the Gemara, Pesach Shar HaChotzer Ikri. That it doesn't say in the Pasuk that this is a Pesach. It's called a Pesach Shar Hechotzer. When it's got a name, an extended name, then it's only called a Pesach because it's an entranceway into the Chotzer. But it's not generally, it doesn't have its own identity as a Pesach, not in context of Shar Hechotzer. So Pesach Shar Hechotzer, it's Kri. Pesach Stoma lo Ikri. It's not called a Pesach. It's a Pesach of a Shar. And therefore, you cannot learn the dimensions of a mavui, the entrance of a mavui, from there. V'iboyseima, another answer. Ki ksiv kloim chomish esrei lakosef. When the posuk says that on the kloim, which means that the sides, that the entrance, the curtains, were 15, and we learned it means that of the 50 amos width, there was 15 on each side, which was closed with curtains. What the 15 says the Gemara is actually not talking about the amount that the curtains were closing from the entrance, it's talking about how high the curtains were in the entranceway. But Kiksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Lakosef Begoiva Hudichsiv is talking about that the height was 15 amas high, but not the white, not the width. You cannot learn from these psukim that the chotzer was the entrance of the chotzer was 20 amas wide. Asks the Gemara, "Voksiv v'koyma chomish amis." It says that the height of the curtains were 5 amas high. How can you say that the 15 amas is referring to the height of the entrance? Says the Gemara, "Hahu misfas misbeach ulamalo." We're learning that the curtains, possibly round the whole Mishkan, were actually 15 amas high. When the Pasuk refers to them as 5 amas, it's because the Mizbeach in the Mishkan was 10 amas high, and in order that not everybody should see what the Kohen is doing on the Mizbeach, then the curtains were an extra 5 amas above the 10 amas of the Mizbeach. In total, 15 amas. So from these psukim, you see it could be that the height of the curtains were 15 amas, but the width, there's no source whatsoever to say that the width was 20 amas high. So to summarize what we've just seen now, regarding the Pesach Shar HaChotzer, we know how high it was, we do not know at all how wide it was, and therefore you cannot learn how wide the Pesach HaMovi can be from the Pesach of the Chotzer, and the whole discussion is only regarding the width of the Chotzer, not regarding the width of the entrance, not regarding the height. And the words Malalon Chomesh, Afkan Chomesh, when in the Gemara is associating to the height, right? Then some of the Rishonim actually say that these words should come out of the Gemara. The whole discussion here is only regarding the width of the opening. That is how Rashi's got two explanations, but Rashi says this is the only one which is accurate. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Mipischoi Shel Ulam Gomer. We learned that Rav Yehuda learns that a Pesach is allowed to be 20 amas wide from the Pischoi Shel Ulam. Asks the Gemara, but none in our Mishnah we learned, V'aroichav Eser Amos Yemait. It's true that at the beginning of the Mishnah, when we're speaking about the height, the Tanakhama said, Movishu Gavoya Lemailo Me'esrim Amo Yemait, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Einet Tzorich, but that's only in Goiva, in height. V'aroichav Me'eser Amos Yemait. Then the Mishnah says that if the Movi is wider than 10 Amos, you have to close it, you have to minimize the entranceway. And according to Rav Yehuda, it should be muta till 20 amas. Says the Gemara, that the Mishnah of Eloi Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, asks the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Palig Bibraisa. You're right. In the Mishnah, we don't find that Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says that a Movi is allowed to be 20 amas wide, its opening. But if you look in the Braisa, it says explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda is also arguing in the width. The Tanya Varochav, only the Tanakhama, the Chachomim, say that the width of the entrance of a Movi must not be more than 10 amas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it can be much more. Asks the Gemara of Liflig b'Masnisin, why in our Mishnah does it not say Rabbi Yehuda Omer that ain't tzorich lemait? Says the Gemara, pligi begoiva v'uadin l'rochba. It already says that Rabbi Yehuda argues in the height, and we understand why. Because he's not learning from Pischoi Shel Heichol, he's learning from Pischoi Shel Ulam. So we'll understand on our own that the same will apply to the width. That the Chachomim who learn from the Heichol, the width is till 10 amas. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Ulam, the width is till 20 amas. Asks the Gemara, V'akata Rabbi Yehuda mipischoi Shel Ulam Gomar. So you're saying that regarding the height, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out that the definition of Pesach is learned from Pischoi Shel Ulam. How high was the entranceway of the Ulam? 40 amas. So does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda, a Kaira on top of a Mavui, is restricted to 40 amas? He doesn't need to be Mamait if it's above 20 amas, but if it's above 40 amas, he needs to be Mamait. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mavui Yishu Gavoya Me'esrim Amo Yemait. That's the Tanakhama. If the Koira on top of a Mavui is more than 20 amas high, you've got to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Ad Arboim V'chamishim Amo. Rabbi Yehuda says, even 40, 50 amas. So you see from there, even higher than 40 amas. V'toni bar kapora. And bar kapora said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, not 40 or 50 amas, ad me'o, even till 100 amas high, which means no limitation, make an entranceway any height you want. And we don't understand, if Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the Pischoi Shel Ulam, 40 amas should be the maximum. So the Gemara says, Bishle mila bar kapora, according to bar kapora, guzma, it's just an exaggeration. Everybody knew you learn out from the Ulam, and it can be so high, you can have an entranceway till way beyond 20 amas, even till 40 amas. That's such the way beyond, it's such beyond the normal doorway, that he just says till 100 amas. But really he meant till, that it, technically and halachically, it can only be till 40 amas. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the way Rabbi Yehuda himself in the Braisa, even though Bar Kapora is also Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, not Bar Kapora in his name, that says 40 to 50, mem v'nun, arboim v'chamishim. So that's not just a guzma. He's making himself clear. So bishleim Rabbi, so my elo Rabbi Yehuda my guzma. How can you get to chamishim? If you can't do it more than 40, pischei shel ulam, says the Gemara. So bishleim Rabbi Yehuda arboim gomar mi pischei shel ulam. Rabbi Yehuda said two things. Arboim v'chamishim. So arboim, I understand. That's the pischei shel ulam. Elo chamishim minoli. What's the word nun, the word chamishim, doing in Rabbi Yehuda? Where, when can you go to chamishim? It's not an exaggeration. It's not just flinging out a term which is an exaggerated term, 100. But it's beyond what halachically should be halachically muta. Answers the Gemara. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda says you misunderstood the whole machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Till now we saw in Amud Aleph that Rav says that the Chachomim learn it out from Pischei Shel Heichal, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Pischei Shel Ulam, and now we suddenly have a question. Rabbi Yehuda in a braisa says you can go till 50 amas, it's more than the Pesach Ulam. We have a problem. Says Shmuel, no. Rav saw a certain halacha and he misinterpreted it, misunderstood it, thinking that the Chachomim learn it out from Heichal and Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Ulam. And then you have this problem. But the truth is not that way. Omer of Chizda, Ho masnita at isei l'Rav. Rav misunderstood the following braisa. Tanya, Movi yishu gavoya mi esrim amo yoisa mi pischoi shel heichol. That means the braisa is associating, is talking about pischoi shel heichol, which is 20 amas high. So there must be somebody who talks about Pesach being pischoi shel heichol, which is obviously the Tanakama, as we saw. And then the Braisa says, if it's more than 20 amas above Heichal, then you might. Which means if it's more than 40 amas, you have to be memaited. So who sovar? Rav understood from this Braisa that who says Pischoi Shel Heichal is the Rabbonon. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that it's allowed to be till 20 amas above Pischoi Shel Heichal, he's obviously learning out from Ulam. That's what Rav assumed. So midrabbonon mi pischei shel heichal gomri, since they learn it from pischei shel heichal, Rabbi Yehuda mi pischei shel ulam gomar, which is 20 amas above the height of pischei shel heichal. V'loi, but it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mi pischa de melochin gomar. Rabbi Yehuda says a Pesach can be any height, like the entranceways to the palaces of the kings, which could be very, very high. And that's called Pesach. The whole world knows that that's called a Pesach. The largest types of Pesach are the Pesach of these palaces, and when just and the Braisa used the term that it's Movishu Gavoya Me Esrim Ama Yosem Pischei Shel Heichal, you might, is actually not Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion. It's Rabbi Yehuda commenting to the Chachomim. You Chachomim learn from Pischei Shel Heichal 20 amas. So I, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm telling you, if you're already learning from those entrances, learn from Pischei Shel Ulam, which gives you another 20 amas above that. Don't restrict it to 20, go to 40. I myself, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't think you learn it out from Pischei Shel Heichal, I don't think you learn it out from Pischei Shel Ulam, I just learn it out from whatever's called a Pesach, and the highest entrances that we know are to these palaces of the kings, and therefore it can be 40 amas, it can be 50 amas, it can be even 100 amas, it can be without any restriction whatsoever. That's how the Ritva explains this. Continues the Gemara. The Rabbonon, coming back to the Chachomim, who they do learn that the restrictions of an entranceway are learnt out from Heichel. Imi Pischei Shel Heichel Gemiri. If they're learning out from the Pischei Shel Heichel, Libi Delosis Geheichel. Then one of the things that defined the entranceway into the Heichel was the fact that there were doors there. So maybe a Mavui is only allowed to be carried in if there's also doors in the entranceway, not just a Lechi and a Kaira, or a Kaira. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara is asking, Aloma Tnan, why do we learn explicitly that Hechshe Mavui, the only things that you need in order to make a Mavui kosher, as far as the structure of the Mavui, we're not talking about the Eruv that the people inside the Mavui have to make, that's going to be learnt later in the Masechta. Beshamai Umrim Lechi V'Kairah, Beshamai say there has to be also a post on the side, also a beam at the top. Or Beshillel Umrim Lechi O'Kairah, Beshillel say one is enough, either a Lechi or a Kaira. Nobody says that it needs to have doors. Answers the Gemara, Dalso is Heichol Etznias Ba'alma Huda Avidon. The only reason there were doors in the Heichol was not because that's what defines a doorway, but just because for privacy reasons it was inappropriate that people should be able to look into the Heichol at any given time, and therefore they made doors to the Heichol. But not that you need doors in order for it to be called a Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Elo me'ato lo itahanu lei tzuras ha-pesach. We saw in the Mishnah that if the Mavui has an entrance which is wider than 10 amos, then you have to be memaitit. If, however, there's a frame, there's a form of a doorway, a tzuras ha-pesach, then it can be even wider than 10 amos. Asks the Gemara, if you're learning the definition of Pesach from Pesach HaHeichel, and the Pesach HaHeichel had a Tzuras HaPesach, it had a door frame. And nonetheless, you say, that's called Pesach, not more. So maybe even Tzuras HaPesach till 10 Amos, not more than that. Da HaHeichel Tzuras HaPesach HaVyoloi, v'afilo hoche es Amos hu d'raviach. It had a Tzuras HaPesach, and nonetheless, it was only 10 Amos wide. More than that, even with a Tzuras HaPesach, should not be called a Pesach. Alamotnan, why did we learn in our Mishnah, Yeshle Tzuras HaPesach, Afal Pisha Rochav Me'eser Amos, Eino Tzorech Lemait? Why in our Mishnah do we see that if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you can go beyond the 10 Amor width? Answers the Gemara, Midahu Taima Elo L'Rav. Who's this question? Who are you asking on? Only according to Rav, who Rav says that the Chachomim learn the width of a Mavui of the Pesach, he learns out from the Heichel. Ho masni le Rav Yehuda lechir barav kamei derav einoi tzorich lemait. V'omar le tzorich lemait. What actually happened was that Rav Yehuda was saying to chir barav in front of Rav this Mishnah that if there's a tzuras haPesach then even wider than 10 amos loy tzorich lemait, and Rav corrected them. Rav says no, you have to be memait. Which means Rav's version of the Mishnah, it said that even if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not allowed to be wider than 10 Amos, because it's learnt out from the Heichel, according to Rav. If it's learnt out from the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach, and nonetheless, it wasn't wider than 10 Amos. And Tosfos explains that the reason that the Gemara said, Midi hu taima elo l'Rav, it's only Rav himself that said that the reason of the Chachomim is that it's learnt out from Heichel. Well, who argues with that? We had a machlokes whether Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Ulam, or if he learns it out from the Pischa de Malchin. But the Chachomim, they learn out from Heichel. We even saw in the Brisa that says that when Rabbi Yehuda was talking to the Chachomim, he said, if there's Esrim Amma Yoisa Mipischei Shel Heichel, which means that the Chachomim learn from Heichel. So who's arguing with Rav? So Tosfos explains that the Mishnah explicitly doesn't tell us that, and it could be the Mishnah had another explanation, and even the Braisa, it could be that it was just a Simon Ba'alma, it's just not that the Chachomim learn it out from the Heichel. It's just, they said 20 amas from wherever they learned it out, and then Rabbi Yehuda just said to him, even 20 amas above the height of the Heichel, everybody knew the Heichel was 20 amas high, but not that you actually learn the definition of Pesach from the Heichel. Who said that you learn all the definition of Pesach from Heichel? That was Rav. Rav said it explicitly. And since it's Rav explicitly, Rav himself has a version in the Mishnah that says that even with the Tzuras HaPesach, if it's wider than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. So that conforms with Rav's Shitta, and that's the answer of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Elo me'ato. If you chachomim are learning the definition of Pesach from Heichal, lo tahani le amaltera. If you make this kaira in a form of an amaltera is some type of a something, which the Gemara is going to discuss later, which causes and attracts a lot of attention. What's the point of this kaira? Is that people should see it. So the question is, if you do it something which is very unique and sticks out, then do we say that because it sticks out, therefore, even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's still kosher? Or do we say, no, 20 amos is 20 amos, irrespective of whether there's an amaltera? If you're learning out from the Heichal, asks the Gemara, then amaltera should not help you. That means if it's more than 20 amos, even if it's within amaltera, it should be osa, it should be posel. Do Heichal, amaltera have you late? We know that the Heichal, the entranceway to the Heichal, did have an amaltera. Vafilahocha, nonetheless, eser mamahu de gavoya. We're learning from there, till 20 amos. Beyond that is may not be called a Pesach, even though there's an amaltera. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah. It's again a Mishnah in Midos, which teaches us the measurements and design of the Beis HaMikdosh. Chomesh amaltarois shel milo. There was five of these amaltarois that were made of oak. Hoyu al gabov, that were on the top of the entranceway of the Heichal, let's say, we'll see in a minute. Zula maila mizu, one above the other. Vezula maila mizu. Now the Gemara is interjecting. V'hai maita yuvta. Well, you're asking a question from the Mishnah in Midos that says that there was an amaltera. Dilma kitanya hi daltam de amalterois ba'ulom tanya. Maybe that Mishnah is only talking about the amalterois that were on the Pesach of the Ulam. We're learning out, according to the Chachomim, we're learning out amalterois on the Pesach HaHeichal. Do you have a source that there was a amalterois at the Pesach HaHeichal? Maybe there wasn't. And therefore with Mavoi, if there's a amalterois, things might be different. Says the Gemara, no. V'hai mai kashya, that don't ask me that. Why? Dilma tavnis heichal ka tavnis ulam, we take it for granted. The word dilma normally doesn't mean that, but here it means that we take it for granted that the form, the design of the Pesach HaHeichal, the entrance of the Heichal, was similar to the one of the Ulam. So the Mishnah that tells us that the Pesach HaUlam had a amalterois, so did the Pesach HaHeichal. And if so, our question comes back. Aloma Omer Bilo Omer Rav. Why was it said in the name of Rav that two alochas, either if the Koira was Rechovo Dalad, Aval Pish Eino Bria. We know, we're going to learn later, that the Koira has to be something that's not going to be moved and pushed away by the wind. And therefore, it has to be strong. However, if it's four tefachim wide, even if it's not a strong beam, that's one halacha. Or second halacha, if imyesh lo amaltera, if this kaira has an amaltera, has some type of design, something that pulls out, that attracts the eye, afilu gavoya yosem esrim amo einoi tzorich lemait. Two halachas. Number one, if the kaira is four tefachim wide, even if it's not strong, it's kosher. That's one halacha that Rav said, nothing to do with our sugya here. The second halacha he said was, if the koira has a maltera, then even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's kosher. Why? The Pesach HaHeichal had a malterois, and you're learning from there that the Pesach HaMovi must not be higher than 20 amos, and that's even with a maltera. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, a maltera masnitahi. You're asking a question that from this quote of Rav that says that a Mavui that has an amaltera can be even higher than 20 amos? It's a mistake. It wasn't Rav that said it. You said it, Omer Bilo Omer Rav, and then you're asking contradiction from Rav. You, Rav, said, according to the Chachomim, you learn out from Pesach HaHeichal, how can you, Rav, say that if there's amaltera it can be higher? That's not a question, because this second quote wasn't Rav. It's a misquote. Who said it? It was a masnita, it was a braisa. Man ktonilo, not all braises are accurate. Maybe this is a braise we don't need to take seriously. Omar Abaya, v'hachoma b'rei de rabba baravua ktonilo. We know it's a reliable braise. We know exactly where it comes from. We know that choma b'rei de rabba baravua said it. So it's reliable. Says the Gemara of Tehevei, amaltera masnita. Okay, so what? The Gemara is now asking a question. So what? So it's not Rav himself, it was a braise. So ask a question from the braise onto Rav, a tikshil Rav. Rav, you say, according to the Chachomim, you learn out from Pesach Shel Heichal. Pesach Shel Heichal had a maltera and was only allowed to be up to 20 amos high. Now we have a braisa that says that by koira on a mavoi, if there's a maltara, it can be even higher than 20 amos. How are you, Rav, contending with that braisa? Omelech Rav, Rav will answer as follows. Rav will say, you're asking a question on me from that braisa? Del anom mehocha, take me out of the picture. Let's forget the fact that I said that the Chachomim say you learn out from Pesach Shalheichel. Masnisa mile kashina adodi. Do you not have a contradiction in the braises? One braisa we saw in Daf Beis Amud Beis that says that Movi shugavoya me'eshim amo yoisa mipischoi shalheichel. It's Rabbi Yehuda there. We assumed it was Rabbi Yehuda, but what, he's talking to the Chachomim who learn out from Pischoi Shalheichel. So you have a braisa that already says seems to say the Chachomim learn out from Pischoi Shalheichel, and here you have a braisa that says that a maltara, even higher than 20 amos, is kosher. So you have a stira in the braisas. Masnita milo kashi adodi elomai es lochlomeima. How are you going to deal with the two braisas? Tanoi, you're going to have to say it's a machlokes tanoim. In one Tana says that's the Brayso on Daf Beis Amud Beis says you learn it out from Heichel. There's another Brayso on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says that if there's a Maltara, it can be even higher than 20 Amos, and obviously they don't learn it out from Pesach Shel Heichel. So Ledidi Nami, I Rav said, I explained the Tanakam in the Mishnah, Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and I explained it according to the Brayso on Daf Beis Amud Beis that you learn it out from Heichel, and indeed, according to me, Rav, the Tanakam in the Mishnah will not agree with this Brayso, and even if there's a Maltara, it's not going to be kosher above 20 amos. Rav Nachman Beitzchok says no. B'loy Rav Masnita Adodi Loy Kashin. No, the two brises in and of themselves, that's not a contradiction. Why? L'rabonon koira tame mai mishum hakeira. V'haydik toni yesem pischa shel heichol simon ba'alma. According to Rav Nachman Beitzchok, the Chachomim never learn out from Heichol. They always only ever say, why does a koira have to be less than 20 amos? Not because it needs to have the definition of a Pesach, and a Pesach can't be more than 20 amos. No, because I need to be able to see it. And we know, we're going to learn about that in the next shir. And above 20 amos, the eye, it doesn't catch the eye's attention. Therefore, it's got to be till 20 amos. If you have a maltara, then it will pull your attention. And therefore, even higher than 20 amos is okay. It's only you, Rav, that said that the reason of the Chachomim is that you learn it out from Pischoi Shel Heichel, you're going to have a problem with a maltara. We don't have a problem. Are you going to ask me what's with the braisa that seems to say that the Chachomim learn out from Pischoi Shel Heichel? That's just a simon ba'alma. They didn't say we learn out 20 amos from the Heichel. Rav Yehuda was just saying that you Chachomim say 20 amos like the Heichel, just as a sign. People knew how high the Heichel was, but not that you learn it out from there. It was you, Rav, that said on the Beis Amud Aleph that the Chachomim lamduha mipischoi shel heichol. You're going to have a problem, and therefore you're going to have to deal with this braisa. And there's no reason to say there's a machlokes tanoim. And that's a question that the Gemara doesn't answer according to Rav. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.